In 1988, a great British song was about to hit the charts. The song was titled Driving Home for Christmas. Welcome to Kringle Talks Christmas with me, Chris Kringle. Driving Home for Christmas is a Christmas song written and composed by British singer-songwriter Chris Rea. The first version was originally released as the B-side to his single Hello Friend in 1986. In October 1988, a re-recorded version served as one of the two new songs on Rea's first compilation album, New Light Through Old Windows. It was issued as the fourth single from the album in December 1988, where it peaked at number 53 on the UK singles chart as the lead track of the Christmas EP. Despite its original modest chart placement, the song has made a reappearance on the UK singles chart every year since 2007, when it peaked at number 33, and is featured among the top 10 Christmas singles. It reached a new peak of number 10 on the UK singles charts in 2021. In a UK-wide poll in 2021, 12th of December. It was voted 12th on the ITV television special The Nation's Favourite Christmas Song. The song has since been covered by numerous artists including Engelbert Humperdinck, and a 2011 version by Stacey Solomon peaked at number 27 on the UK singles charts. In interviews for the BBC 4 radio programme Today in 2009 and The Guardian in 2016, Rhea said he wrote Driving Home for Christmas many years before its first recording. This was back in 1978 when Rhea needed to get home to Middlesbrough from Abbey Road Studios in London, made famous by the Beatles. His wife had come down to drive him home in her Austin Mini to save money because it was cheaper to drive than travel by train. Oh, how the times have changed. Rhea was recently out of contract and the record company wasn't willing to pay for the rail ticket. The inspiration for the song came as they were getting stuck in heavy traffic while the snow was falling. He started looking at the other motorists who all looked so miserably. Jokingly, I started singing, "We're driving home for Christmas." Then, whenever the streetlights shone inside the car, I started writing down lyrics. Rhea said Driving Home for Christmas is a car version of a carol, and that he wrote it for Van Morrison, but did not manage to get it to him. It was cited that Rhea had never played the song live until 2014 at Hammersmith Odeon. He recalls, "The gig was on December 20th, so the road crew kept badgering me to do it. I went, if I'm going to sing this song, we're going to do it properly. So we hired 12 snow cannons. When we started the song, you couldn't hear it for the noise of the crowd, and we let it go with the machines. We put 3 feet of artificial snow in the stalls. The venue charged me £12,000 to clean it up. However, he did play it on the final night of the Old Light Through New Windows tour at the NEC in Birmingham, UK. Not renowned for showmanship, Rhea departed from his usual performance style with snow falling and balloons in the auditorium, and an enormous grinning Santa Claus appearing behind the drum riser. It was used in Christmas commercials for supermarket chain Iceland in 1997, 1998 and 2011, the last of which featured a cover by Stacey Solomon. An alternative version of the single was released in Japan as part of an EP called Snow. Rhea never planned to write a Christmas song. It was several years later that while testing pianos with keyboard player Max Middleton, he found a tune that fit the lyrics. Initially, as I said earlier, it was released as a B-side to the 1986 song Hello Friend, but afterwards was re-recorded with strings. Middleton played the distinctive jazzy intro, and together they produced a typical 1950s Christmas carol type arrangement. It has received critical reception. Upon its release as a single in 1988, David Giles of Record Mirror described Driving Home for Christmas as a jaunty, happy song with the joys of the season and some lifting ripples of guitar. A great British song, though, that forever holds a special place for people who, ironically, make the long trek home either by public transport or car to make their way home for Christmas to see their loved ones. I myself have had to make the journey across country to visit family for the holidays. There's something about driving through quaint historic towns around Christmas time, seeing the lights and decorations of the warm feeling of the town, ironically whilst listening to Driving Home for Christmas. Well, there you have it for another episode. As always, short and sweet, but precisely what you need, a little slice of Christmas. Follow me on Twitter, at Christmas Talks, KRISTMAS Talks. And wherever you find your podcast, just search Kringle Talks Christmas. Check out the Christmas Podcast Network too, featuring all of your favourite Christmas podcasts from around the world and me. Until next time, Merry Christmas, take care, bye-bye.